Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, it's The World This Hour. I'm Joe Cummings. A report obtained by CBC News is questioning the RCMP's ability to properly investigate national security files. That includes everything from foreign interference and terrorism to money laundering. Catherine Tunney reports.
The RCMP's Management Advisory Board, an independent external oversight body, says federal policing is so understaffed and so underfunded, it's now at a critical stage. The report goes on to say, without major changes, public safety is at risk.
There is now a real risk of failure of the RCMP.
Christian Luprecht is a professor at the Royal Military College and Queen's University. He says more than anything else, these findings are directed at the Liberal government.
The RCMP is not able to deliver adequate and effective policing in terms of its federal mandate without serious political decisions and serious political attention and serious political direction.
Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc was not made available for an interview. In a statement, a spokesperson says the government will work with the RCMP to make sure it has enough resources. Catherine Tunney, CBC News, Ottawa.
The Alberta government has tabled a bill that would give it unprecedented powers over the province's municipalities. From the shape of municipal elections to veto power over bylaws, the bill calls for sweeping changes to the way municipal governments govern their communities. Julia Wong has more.
Bill 20, entitled the Municipal Affairs Statutes Amendment Act.
Alberta Municipal Affairs Minister Rick McIver says the goal of the bill is to create more transparency and accountability in local politics. It paves the way for political parties on the municipal level, specifically Edmonton and Calgary as part of a pilot project, and would ban automated voting machines. If passed, the bill would also give cabinet powers to remove councillors in the name of public interest. The bill could also allow Alberta's cabinet to force municipalities to repeal or amend bylaws the province doesn't like, powers that McIver hopes never have to be used.
Your cabinet can't explain it, why they would make such a decision, then they shouldn't make it.
The new powers cabinet could have are anti-democratic, says Edmonton City Councillor Andrew Knack.
The way it's written right now sounds like it's very much about intimidation and silencing.
If the bill is passed, the Alberta government says it will develop regulations in consultation with municipalities in the coming months. Julia Wong, CBC News, Edmonton.
The Omgenong First Nation in southwestern Ontario is under a state of emergency. It was declared as air quality monitors are showing high levels of benzene. First Nation says it comes from a nearby chemical plant. It's owned by the multinational company INEOS. The company recently announced a temporary shutdown at the plant to address a mechanical issue. The First Nation is just outside Sarnia, Ontario. A Quebec family says it has finally located the remains of their father a month after he died while on vacation in Cuba. It turns out the body had been sent to Russia. Allison Northcott has a story.
He told me, your father in Russia.
After days of desperate calls looking for answers, Karam Jarjour says the Canadian government has confirmed his father's body ended up in Russia and that he's been buried. He says Canada is working to bring his remains home.
We need to wait like more time now. The situation is
complicated.
Faraj Ala Jarjour died of a heart attack last month while vacationing with his family in Cuba. His family paid $10,000 to the Canadian government to facilitate the transfer of Jarjour's remains back to Canada through a Cuban agency. But they were sent the wrong body. The Cuban government has since apologized. The federal government says its consular services and global affairs continue to help and support the family. Jarjour's funeral was supposed to be this week, but it was cancelled, and the family is still waiting to find out when they'll be able to say a proper goodbye. Allison Northcott, CBC News, Montreal.
And that is The World This Hour. You can listen to us live on your mobile device using the CBC Listen app. For CBC News, I'm Joe Cummings.